From NPR and WBUR Boston, I'm Meghna Chakrabarty in for Jeremy Hobson. It's Here and Now. Pharmaceutical giant Merck, maker of drugs such as Claritin, Singulair, and Fosamax, announced today that it's laying off 8,500 employees. This comes after an earlier announcement that 7,500 workers would lose their jobs. This 20% reduction of Merck's global workforce is part of a cost-cutting and restructuring plan. All of this for a company that posted $47.3 billion in worldwide sales last year. Jason Bellini is a reporter with The Wall Street Journal, and he joins us today to talk about the pharma biz. And Jason, first of all, 8,500 jobs cut on top of another 7,500. That's a lot for Merck. Why all the cuts?
Well, Meghna, thanks for having me. They're really following many of their global rivals in cutting jobs. All of Big Pharma has been coming under pressure as sales take a hit from loss of exclusivity on their blockbuster drugs. At Merck, they've been seeing a slowdown in growth for the diabetes drug Januvia. Rival drugs and newer classes have been hurting their sales. Also, the asthma drug Singulair, that reached $6 billion a year at one point. That's plunging due to generic competition. So Merck's plan is to trim down its pipeline of new drugs and focus only on those with the greatest chance of success.
Success meaning chance of actually effective drugs or growth potential in terms of the market for them?
Well, growth potential and also, and this is really significant, success with the FDA. They've had several recent high-profile failures where they had what sounded to Wall Street like really promising drugs that just didn't go through.
Now, earlier I said that 2012 sales worldwide for Merck were $47.3 billion, a large number. But as you note, that's a decrease at about 2% over the previous year. Now, this restructuring isn't entirely unexpected. I mean, in 2011, Merck announced that it was going to reduce its workforce by, 13,000 employees by 2015. Now, overall, are these cuts going to achieve the goals in terms of cost savings that Merck wants?
Well, what we have are their projections. So, you know, as you said, it's 20% cut of its 81,000 workers by the end of 2015. And these cuts are supposed to save the company $1 billion next year. And the company expects to save about $2.5 billion in annual net costs by the end of 2015. Now, to put that in context, the company had net income last year of $6.3 billion, which sounds great. But in 2009, the company netted $13 billion. So significant drop there. Merck also announced today that it plans to move its global headquarters from White House Station, New Jersey, to existing facilities in Kenilworth, New Jersey. That's another cost-saving move.
Okay. So I understand, though, that this signals something of a setback for Merck's CEO, Kenneth Frazier, because he had put a bet on putting a lot more investment into new R&D, didn't he?
Well, that's right. And he's long said that he wants to support his scientists, that he's dazzled by scientists. You know, he rose through the ranks as the company's chief counsel. He was credited with the defense of the company against lawsuits related to the pain pill Vioxx. His plan now is to put more resources into really specific areas, vaccines, cancer, diabetes, and hospital care. And cancer is an interesting one because he's planning to create a new unit to sell oncology drugs that the body's own immune system uses to kill cancer cells. And this isn't surprising because oncology drugs are the leading class of sales worldwide. They account for nearly $62 billion in worldwide sales.
So, Jason, in the last couple of seconds, literally, that we have, does Merck's restructuring tell us anything about the health of the pharma business overall?
Well, overall, I mean, it's still bringing in massive amounts of profit for the leading companies, but they've all been spinning off smaller units and are focusing on their core drugs and looking for the next blockbusters. In the case of Merck, yep, they're still selling $20 billion in drugs last year.
A lot of sales. Jason Bellini is with The Wall Street Journal. Jason, thanks. You're listening to Here and Now.
Funding for Here and Now comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink technical computing software, accelerating the pace of discovery in engineering and science. Find over 200 job openings at MathWorks.com.